Talaferro is the East Lansing Fire Chief, and he'll take over a little bit later on this month the leadership of both Lansing and have East Lansing departments to look over. We're going to talk about that big job next. Randy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Tell us about your thoughts about taking over both jobs.
Well, I think it's the best solution, especially in the interim, while this study is occurring. We are obviously I'm apprehensive and nervous, but also excited about the possibility of leading both departments during that interim part.
Tell me about the process when leading up to the decision that was made that you would take over Lansing as well as continuing to lead East Lansing's fire department.
Okay, well, the process was really very simple. We have always had some relationships, and we've worked together, had joint teams together with East Lansing, particularly Meridian and Delta Township. But we've also had relationships with some of the other departments. I became aware of the fact that Chief Cochran had made a decision to retire about a month and a half or so ago. And during that time, there was also, he had already initiated a study to look at a more regional approach to delivering fire service. And so we also had the resignation or the retirement of the city manager in Eastland. And so they just asked, would I be willing for an interim period to consider in the administrator for both departments while that study occurred and pending the results and the outcomes and recommendations of the study. And I thought under the circumstances, with all those unique things happening, that it would probably be the best that's willing to do.
This is interesting because this collaboration, if you will, this type of collaboration has been discussed a lot in an effort for many entities to save money. And so this is somewhat groundbreaking. And do you feel any pressure that how it's handled here could determine if other folks go this route?
I do. And I think I understand that there is the thought that there's a significant savings and doing for consolidations. But I do think that many municipalities have done a lot of things collaboratively and cooperative that have controlled costs and helped contain costs already. So, for instance, we have a joint hazardous materials teams. We have a joint urban rescue team. We have a joint training consortium. And we've already had initiatives that have helped contain costs and control costs. There may be opportunities to do more together, and I think a full consolidation is obviously a potential, but the reality is that you also can look in there and find out that it may not be the best approach for either jurisdiction. And I think I'm very nervous about what the expectations are and the lack of understanding that, you know, just because you provide a service that it's a similar service doesn't necessarily mean that your organizations are. But we'll see. I'm hopeful.
All right, Michael or Randy, before I let you go, what's going to be the biggest challenge?
Well, I think I think that the biggest challenge is that the timing of this, many communities have been under pressure. They've already had significant staff reductions, changes in their approach delivering services, and so keeping staff morale up and having them be invested in, you know, finding solutions can be difficult when there are already so many pressures. They're asked to do more with less, as everyone is. Everyone's under those challenges, and so I think that will be something that we'll have to deal with and overcome and get people to realize that it's in their best interest, the department's best interest, and the community's best interest, that we work with administration, that we work with our political leaders to find solutions to help solve these problems.
And Randy, when is the first day that you take over Lansing? And it sounded like you saw said that this will be an interim basis. Is this something that could turn into a permanent deal?
Well, my first day will be the 16th of January, which coincides with the King celebration that is hosted by both East Lansing and the. So that's a good day for that. But the outlook with regard to a permanent solution and fix, I think it remains to be seen. I'm certainly open to that. But I think, again, it has to be something that works for both jurisdictions, enhances service, and also makes the departments better in both.
All right, Randy, we appreciate your time. Randy Taliaferro is the acting Lansing Fire Chief, and he's currently the Fire Chief for the City of East Lansing. And now the Lansing gig starts next week. We'll be watching, and good luck with that, sir.
Thank you very much, Tony.